在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Barack Obama's moment in the convention spotlight comes Thursday when he will give his nomination acceptance speech before a crowd of 75,000 people at a football stadium here in Denver and before millions of others watching in the United States and around the world. Pennsylvania delegate Ellen Connolly expects it will be the highlight of the week.
It's like totally exciting. We are like, I'm from Pennsylvania, and we're like so psyched to be able to like run this campaign. We're very excited.
Many delegates, especially African Americans, are aware that Obama's speech will come on the 45th anniversary of another famous speech that addressed the state of race relations in the United States.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up.Live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Martin Luther King's 1963 address at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington offered the hope of a colorblind society and was a major turning point in the civil rights struggles of the 1960s. Carmen Boudier, a delegate from Connecticut, says Barack Obama's political rise shows that Dr. King's dreamis starting to become a reality.
Wherever he is, he's looking down, Dr. Martin Luther King is looking down on us and says, my speech I made with all the struggle in America, it's finally come to where there is some changes.
Even some delegates who came to the convention to support Senator Hillary Clinton are getting caught up in the history of Barack Obama's moment.
Well, I thought Hillary had all the credentials to be...the lady to lead America. And just didn't happen.
That's Domingo Lopes, a delegate from Florida. Lopes has seen more than his share of racial discrimination in his 76 years. But the emotions take over when he thinks about the possibility of Senator Obama winning the White House in November.
I say it's about time. It's finally going to happen where the average...Afro-American is seeing that the dream is becoming a reality.
Did you ever think this day would come?
Truthfully, no. Not in my lifetime. Not in my lifetime. It's going to be one of the greatest feelings I will ever have in my lifetime.
Domingo Lopes says he has a little trouble getting around these days, given his age.But Lope says nothing could keep him from attending Senator Obama's speech on Thursday. Jim Malone, VOA News at the Democratic National Convention in Denver, Colorado.